been on Zelda lately, and that's my shit.
Zelda?
Oh, shit. So I didn't know you played.
Just got Breath of the Wild on the Switch, and I've been playing that nonstop. Like, I was literally playing it before I came here.
I have a lot of questions. So is it worth it? Because I was thinking about buying it for the plane trip, for the plane.
Switch?
No, I have a Switch. I was thinking about buying Breath of the Wild.
Yes, it is.
I've never played a Zelda game. That's why I'm like...
It's good because at the very beginning of the game, it just kind of shows you the basics on how to get used to, like, the controls, how to fight and stuff. So it does start off gradually, and you have, like, you know, basic missions to fulfill, which, you know, it'll build your skill on top of that. But I have, you know, I played the OG... what was it? The Super Nintendo one from back in the day. And I was a big fan of Ocarina of Time.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's my favorite on 64 and Majora's Mask. But my sister just got Tears of the Kingdom when it was released. She was like, oh my God, it's the shit. You have to get it. So I'm like, all right, let me start with Breath of the Wild first. And I'm like, this is addicting, guys. Literally, I've been playing it like since I got it from the beginning of my trip. So the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it. To answer your question, you'll definitely enjoy it. I have it if you want to take it with you, and you got to spend money on it, bro.
You have Breath of the Wild?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna try
it out. I got a Switch. I don't play. Like, I'm too busy to play video games.
Same, but I make time.
Except for Fortnite. I'm all on Fortnite. I get like two hours a day on Fortnite.
I play like different games. I'm more into like solo stories, like single player story
so
games.
So Zelda, you'll probably enjoy. Yeah. Plus, it's an whole open world concept, and I've been doing this thing in the last couple days where I just end up in side quests. I'm like, how the hell did I just end up in this side quest? I was like, I'm trying to go. I have one mission, and then I ended up like falling into something or talking to someone. I'm like, oh great, now another side quest I need to complete right now.
Well, so my problem is the reason why I haven't beat Zelda, right? Because I was playing it while I was traveling.
Yeah.
I stopped traveling, so I haven't gone back to it. So the idea of like trying to figure out where I was after like almost a year and a half of not like
YouTube,
I don't know. I think I'm just, am I just watching YouTube videos to the end? Just like that's how it ends.
Just beware of all the side quests you might accidentally find.
So I've beat Elden Ring a few times. Okay. So I understand that 100% that you're just like, wait, what the fuck was I doing?
It's perfect if you have ADHD.
That's the best thing I've ever heard about it. Like Elden Ring right there. Mm-hmm. Or like even Zelda.
Yeah.
Perfect if you have ADHD.
Is this how we develop ADHD? Like just playing video games growing up? Because I feel like that may have contributed to mine.
It might.
Now you guys are thinking about it.
You just blew my mind because I've always played games where it's like, yeah, here's the main quest, but like you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You can go fuck around and find out if you want to.
I paid for my own ADHD. That's crazy. Money into this.
You created it, man. You did it. Nothing else.
What better time to figure it out than when you're in your 30s? Hey,
look, no rag rits.
Right.
Okay, so we are tapping in, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with another episode, and we are here with our lovely co-host, Lizzie.
Thank you. So happy to be back.
I appreciate you. We're recording this time, so unlike last time.
I know we accidentally started without actually recording. It's all right.
My fault on that.
We'll pick it back up.
Let's jump into it, though, man. You want to start off with the positive?
Yeah. Let's get high on positivity and drink up on some gratitude. Never mind. We'll talk about a lot. Anyways, so positive note. Me and my sister, we're clicking up again, and things are going good. Like we were at war for a little bit. Thank you. I love my little sis. Shout out to you. I love the woman you're becoming, and I can't wait to see our relationship blossom and grow more. And I am grateful. I'm grateful for all of you mother chuckas out there. Our subscribers, our followers, you guys are amazing. You guys have, you know, my coach Alex, he says this all the time. I am because we are, and we are because of you guys. So thank you for tapping in. Thank you for following all the likes, the subscribes, the love, all of that. Shout out to Raph from the Grappling Hour, too, as well. If you guys have not checked out his show, Grappling Hour, he drops videos every week. He has a segment called The Bullpen, where him and Jake Watson and Tim, I keep forgetting Tim's last name, and they go over different topics inside of the jiu-jitsu community. And for everything CJI, I'm gonna be real, we had him on the show. He called like a lot of people coming over from ADCC to CJI, like every last person so far. Number one, I'm happy about that, Adam Bradley, because he was like, you know what, Adam Bradley should go. I say take him. And then like a week later, it was like, welcome Adam Bradley. So
and to add on to that, I like went back and watched the episodes and mm-hmm. like wrote down the names. He really did not miss. He did not miss anything.
Yeah, just he says he doesn't know and no one knows, but
he's plugged in.
He is the plug,
like a likable Ariel Helwani.
Yeah, a likable one. Do you like Ariel Helwani?
I don't know. He's interesting to me. I guess I'm neutral.
Like, I guess that was a very like. That was a loaded, like, hey, let me cause controversy question.
Yeah.
I'll say I don't really like him just because he causes controversy. Like, it feels like he's always trying to poke. I understand, like, causing some controversy in a little bit, but it always feels like he's always like, hey, let's create as much as we can.
I can see that. And I guess I'm kind of neutral because it's like if he asks loaded questions and causes a little controversy, he's asking the questions that, hey, we want to know. But at the same time, you know, clout chasing, nah, can do without it. So I'm just kind of like in the middle.
So for me, because I'm on the fence like Lizzie, but I more like him than not like him.
Yeah.
But the reason I say a likable Ariel Helwani is because the fighters do not like Ariel Helwani. Like,
yeah, UFC they don't like being asked the hard or like controversial questions.
Yeah. So like I said, Raph. Shout out to him. He is the likable Ariel Helwani. I cannot speak. The likable Ariel Helwani. So that's my positive and gratitude. Thank you guys. Really do appreciate all of you. You're amazing.
I'm going to start with gratitude. And this is, you know, shout out. Today is June 16th on the day of filming. It is my little sister Lisa's birthday. So happy 30th birthday to you. I'm so proud of the woman you're becoming and the mama you're becoming. So this is my love to you.
That's so sweet.
Positive. I am just happy to be back from like the last 8 weeks of my life traveling. I had COVID, got back from vacation. So having this last week to decompress, I'm like truly in a better headspace now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. We liked it. Better headspace. I'll yes. talk about that. For me, gratitude, I would say just that, you know, I've worked hard and I'm able to put myself in a position to where, like, me and my lady were able to go get clothes for our trip. Our trip's coming up really fast. And
when are you going?
July 27th.
Oh, my God, that is fast. Yeah.
I keep saying I'll put this on this new calendar. Let me write that down
and,
again.
And other than that, like, that's my gratitude. Things are we worked hard and things are starting to pay off. And the thing that I'm grateful for is that my family was able to send my cousin to finally spend Father's Day with his dad. The timing's never really, like, lined up. They live in, like, Virginia. We live out here. It's kind of, like, they never lined up right. Mm-hmm. But now they're out there, and they're having a good time.
Good.
So he's in Virginia right now?
Yeah.
Man, I lived in Virginia for a little bit. It's rough out there.
Yeah, I think they're in like a nice area. I've never been to Virginia.
Let me be clear. I'm saying rough in the sense of it's hot. And it's hot.
We're from Texas, dog.
Fine. Whatever.
He's okay.
Okay, so there's been a lot of things going on in the world, and you put me onto this ADCC match that happened.
Oh, boy.
And that involves some of the B team members. Why don't you run us down what happened with that?
Looks like there was a match that just happened, and I don't know if we can, like, throw in a video sometime to...
I can. If you know what? I'll stop being lazy. I'll put the video up.
Okay.
I have enough time to edit it.
Nice. Okay, so as best as I can describe it, it looked like the end of a match. One guy was face down. There was another guy that, you know, was just getting off of his back. Foley steps on his opponent's back to get off and onto the sideline. Then hell breaks loose. So, you know, fists were flying, and apparently a knife was pulled. I didn't see in the video, or I didn't catch it in the video. Maybe when you're editing, you know, you can slow it down or zoom in or whatnot. But apparently a knife was pulled, and I based on memory, I could be wrong about this, but it did involve a member of the B team, which that sucks. I mean, how are you going to be, you know, I don't think that they were the one that caused the fight, or maybe they were. I don't know, but one of them was a B team guy.
I thought the guy that was on B team was the one who stepped on him.
Yes, it may have. Yeah, that.
Was yeah, he caused the fight, brother. He caused the fight.
Can you imagine getting like being in that situation where somebody is going to step on your back, both feet?
I don't want to imagine that scenario. Right. I know what I would do.
I'm clearing benches, dude. I'm clearing benches.
I'll knock all this shit over.
It doesn't even have to be me. It could be a teammate. And
for sure.
I'm pulling up. That's great. That's crazy.
I really do feel like watching the video, the guy who went after him after he got stepped on might have actually hit him, but the ref caught his hand for a second. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I still wouldn't have pushed him the next time. I would have hit him. Like, we would have been like death match to the death at that point.
Right. And I don't blame the refs for, like, you know, trying to de-escalate this, but there was no stopping this from, like, becoming a full-on brawl.
So I'm coming at him how Javonte did old boy last night.
Oh, I didn't even see it, but I need to catch it. I need to catch the replay.
What happened?
There was a boxing match, Javonte Davis, but I'm so mad because I bought the fight, I was watching it, and I was watching it on my phone.
Yeah.
As we came up the elevator, I lost service, and the guy was, like, fine, and then it comes up, and he's like, trying to sit up so I didn't even get to see the knockout that I paid to see.
So you had the Tyson effect. Like, you know, all those people used to pay for Tyson pay-per-views and they go get the popcorn, come back, and then they're knocked out.
I was sitting there looking at my phone mad for like 20 minutes waiting for the replay.
Who's pay-per-view? What is that?
Is that a person?
Definitely. That actually, it's funny you brought that to my attention. And the topic that before you even was coming on this episode that we had talked about was honor. Mm-hmm. And like, just jujitsu, we've talked about this before. It's a sport, it's a martial arts. And I think that there needs to be an honor amongst competitors. So I guess I want to leave an open form table, like an open form question to ask, like, what does like honor mean to you guys? When it comes into a competitive standpoint, whether it's being a training partner on the mat, just what is honor to you in the realm of jiu-jitsu?
It's respecting the original art form, if that makes sense. And I mean that in a way where, you know, think of what the foundations of jiu-jitsu, what was it founded on? I think having a great honor for that is ultimately, you know, what makes the sport. And you know, sportsmanship goes into this too. Respect your opponent, you know, respect yourself, teammates, and I think it just comes down to respecting the art of it.
I'm gonna build off of that because you said respecting opponents and your teammates. Honor is everything about it, all the way down to cutting your nails for your training partners. If you have dirty like construction man hands, clean them. Like, it, you're doing something that's dirty, kind of aggressive, and kind of violent. Like, why not take the extra step to keep your partner safe? And, like, not, like, whether it's a tournament or your, like, training partners, and like, why are you stepping on people? It's not honorable.
Yeah.
You know, why are you risking giving your training partner tetanus? That's not honorable. You know,
I do have a quick little story that had to deal with that. So when I started out training, this is, like, 4 years ago, I was rolling with somebody and I was in a white gi. Their zit popped on me and they kept trying to roll with me. And I'm just like, no, you, like, we're not doing this. He's like, it's fine. I'm like, no, the fuck it's not. So
there's dishonor. Zit popped on you? Shame, dude. Shame. What? He might as well have stepped on me.
Yes, exactly. So I get that feeling.
So
this
I need
space
to,
right now.
So in an effort of fairness here, do you signed a waiver?
I did sign a waiver.
I'm joking.
I would just be so embarrassed. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm sorry. Let me go clean up.
Yeah. Now he's like, it's fine. I'm like,
No.
No, the fuck it's not.
No.
Brothers, be better, dude. Go put
God, wash your geese too, because that's dishonorable.
I thought that was common sense, dude. Like, if
you'd be
like,
surprised at how many people
one I've never had someone zit popped on me that I know of. That's fucking traumatizing. That's a traumatizing
yet
situation.
I'm still here.
And two, if someone was like, oh yeah, like that's like a Batman like utility belt thing, like, oh, I'm losing.
Yo, so did he do it to get out of the role is the question.
I don't know.
Were you beating him up?
I think so. I think I was in a more dominant position at the time. And
Yeah.
He did it to get out of the role.
It had to have been from like a cross face that I was going in for. So from then on out, I will not wear a white gi unless I have to.
Mm. No, that was his jiu-jitsu version of the pocket sand trick.
You're right.
Yo, no. Zip popping, that's disgusting.
Anyway. Yes, honor. I think it goes back to like
honor. Don't pop your zits on your female training partner or any training partners, but especially your female training
partners.
Not
me either. I never thought like every time I think like I can't see anything else in this sport. I hear some crazy shit.
Okay, honor among sports. You were talking about being clean, geeky.
Like being clean, like taking care of your opponents. I'm a large person, bro, and to me it's very important to not hurt my training partners.
Yeah.
Why? Because like one, they're hard to come by, and two, like it's honorable to kind of make sure that you're keeping like their like livelihood, and like not everyone's getting paid for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like respecting them as an opponent and respecting them as like a person more than just someone to pad your ego or that you think you're going to add to the highlight tape. Like,
yeah,
just
stupid. And I, you know, speaking of honor too, it's like we talked about my first tournament and the toxicity that got caught up in that. I feel that I acted less than honorable. And there's a reason why I haven't posted the highlight reel submission that was, because I don't want that out there. I don't want to be like, oh, well, I did this submission and then I acted unhonorable and then glorify myself in that. That's just not who I want to be. So I think honor is important. I think, like you said, take care of your training. Stop giving me that look. I know he wants me to post it. I can tell.
I don't want you to post it. I want you to do whatever you want, but, you know.
What do you think? What's going on in your head, bro?
I'm not even going to put it out there, man.
I like watching this on camera right here. I'm going to leave this shit in. I'm going to leave this in. I'm going to leave this in right here.
God, you're worse than me. Like.
You know, I want you to do whatever you think is, you know, but like, yeah, you know. You know how I feel about it. We'll leave it at that.
Okay, so with honor in mind, how would you say that it's important to, I guess, keep that in mind in the heat of battle as a competitor?
It's funny because
and I say this because like when I go in there ready to die. Like, I go in there...
Fighting for your life.
Not really ready to die, because I'm going to tap, but I'm always on that line of, like, keeping in my forethought of, like, if this is a real scenario, I'm always thinking, real scenario, what would you do? Real scenario, how would you react? Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to react to a real thing.
I get what you're saying, but it's like, at the end of the day, you do jiu-jitsu as like a self-defense thing, and then there's also sport jiu-jitsu. And you always have to kind of be able to understand what position you're in. You know what I mean? Like, to be real, if you're in like a life or death situation and someone's like kind of giving you a hard time from a jiu-jitsu standpoint, a lot of motherfuckers in this world are going to bite that person, or they're going to gouge their eyes out, or like do something that's extreme. But in competitions, you have to be clear and mindful to know, like, this is an honorable, like, for lack of a better word, like spar, or like, you don't spar in jiu-jitsu. That's just the word I'm using. but it's like, there's a right and a wrong way to do it. And everyone knows what it is. Everyone knows what the right and wrong way to treat your partner and your opponent in like in a match are, you know, cause you guys aren't enemies, you know, you're competitors, but not enemies, unless like in some cases, you know, there's, there's those cases out there, but 90% of the time you're not enemies. Right. So there's no reason to do something extreme.
And I think it it goes to the root of the sport and respecting those traditions and stuff. Like in Muay Thai, there are very there's very specific like rituals that go in before matches and stuff. So honoring that and then recognizing that, you know, this isn't, I mean, Muay Thai, yes, it was meant for like, you know, self-defense and is the national sport of Thailand. But just realizing there, it, you know, the root of it, it was an art. It wasn't meant to like, you know, devolve because of someone's emotions, basically. Yeah.
I think you hit it on the head. Like as a martial artist, you're supposed to stay like centered.
Yeah, Zen.
Hickson Gracie, I think he's my all might. Honestly, if I could choose someone to be promoted by. To black belt, I'd probably choose Hickson Gracie.
Who would you want to get your black belt by?
Theon Davies.
Okay. I'm gonna keep mine 100. I don't know if it'll be a possibility, but my brother and sister in law or my brothers, those are who I want my black belt by. But
I'm talking about Steve and Lisa.
Either Steve and Lissa's dad, because I do know you have to be have a certain amount of stripes to promote someone to black belt. I don't know the timing. I'm probably not going to, I talked to you about it, I'm probably not going to be able to do jiu-jitsu for the rest of this year, but it is what it is.
We're going to sword fight instead, if you want to join us.
I'm not going to sword fight.
Can I bring my lightsaber?
Pull up.
I did see online that there was a Sailor Moon lightsaber, and I'm just like, take my money.
A Sailor Moon lightsaber? Can you show me that?
Yeah. My sister sent it to me a while ago.
I saw
a
girl with a Sailor Moon. Shout out Liz with the Sailor Moon rash guard. I didn't tell her that I liked it the other day, but she had it on yesterday at the promotion ceremony at Misfits.
I finally got my girl in an anime, and it was an anime that I didn't even expect.
What?
Assassination Classroom.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my girl liked that too. Oh, that's sick. I'm in.
I gotta find it now.
Yeah.
Forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about the Sailor Moon rash guard.
I was saying shout out to the Sailor Moon rash guard. That's what it was. Oh, Honor and Hickson. Part of the reason why Hickson Gracie is one of the people that I admire is, like, we're talking about Honor, and one of the things is he had this battle with Takada, and he, in his book, Breathe, he was saying that his team was like, you should be mean to him, you should be brutal, you should hurt him, you should, like, go out there and really, like, dominate. He was like, no, that's not what I do. That's not who I want to be as a martial artist. And that resonated with me, and I think it's honorable to keep that in your forefront of your mind when you're competing, and that's something I strive to do in the future. So,
and also, you know, I do want to point out that jiu-jitsu was never meant to like hurt people, right? It was meant to be like the art of submission, to keep somebody in hold. And I've seen a couple of videos resurface, or just kind of surface here and there on Instagram and Reddit and whatever, where, you know, somebody's using jiu-jitsu in the streets and it happened to be like an off-duty cop just holding this guy until, like, you know, people that can actually deal with him come. So I, you know, at the root of it all, I don't see it as an art that is meant to like kill someone.
Yeah.
So there is honor in that, and there's honor in honoring that.
It's funny because it's not the same in the sense of like having a weapon, but it is the same in the sense it's like who's carrying the weapon.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If an honorable person who just kind of likes beating motherfuckers up, it is a weapon that could hurt or even like in the worst scenarios kill someone. But like you said, that's not what it's meant for.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and it's weird because we're at a time to where it's like you can't really control what people do or what they learn or what they decide to learn. But
motherfuckers will see red and go off the rails.
You know what's funny, dude?
Go ahead.
So pretty much this guy came by and he just came in being loud. And this guy just steps on the mat and like comes to... to Brian, the like the tall black like brown belt.
Yeah.
And like he's like, oh, I'm gonna show you how it's done. He kicks his like his shoes off and just charges at Brian and starts like street fighting this guy. And it was crazy because it like there was a split second where like, I was looking at Brian. I was like, are we about to jump this guy? Like, are we about to fucking jump this guy? And then the look on Brian's face, he had his glove on, but he had the cleanest like guillotine on this dude, and he didn't even know. Like, he thought he was like really doing something. Yeah. But I knew that if Brian wanted to, in a second he could put him out. He could throw him. He could have did whatever. But just the confidence in Brian and like the little chuckle in his face, like through his like mouthpiece, was hilarious to me.
I could see it.
So, but like that's like the thing of like having someone that knows the sport with honor and someone who thinks they know the sport that's very dishonorable. Because, like, he didn't sign no waivers. He doesn't know my name. He doesn't know anyone in here's name. He just jumped on the mat.
You know what? Speaking of that, Sean Strickland. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, like, how he, like, beat up Sneeko?
Yeah.
And like, people were kind of coming out for that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's kind of like the same. What?
Damn it. I agree with you. I just like Sean Strickland, man. I agree with you. I just like
Sean Strickland. I like Sean Strickland, too. But I, as someone who is putting honor and being honest about it, I don't think that was honorable. Like,
okay, yeah, good point.
Because Sneeko did come up for a lesson, but the way he was treated at that lesson was very...
Yeah.
Very shitty. Very shitty. But he did say he could beat him.
He was talking.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I'm like.
He didn't walk it. Yeah.
Like, he said the MMA wasn't hard. He trained boxing and that he could beat an MMA fighter. And he specifically said Sean Strickland.
Yeah, but he said that for the clout. Like,
I was going to say that. Like, that was probably a clout chasing.
He said it for the clout. He said it to get the video, to get the views. At the end of the day, hey, I respect the man's marketing.
Right.
Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to be like, hey, I'll go fight Sean Strickland or any professional person to get views up for this channel. Or anything. I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am.
Right.
I want it to be organic. I want it to be real.
I don't know. You know, I'm going to fuck around and find out, guy. He took enough steps and made enough videos to fuck around and find out. Bro. But I do agree that it was a little extreme. It was pretty. He didn't knock him out, but.
He's still getting paid at the end of the day, right?
Who's Sneeko?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know if he's got like a following.
He has a following. He's getting paid.
Oh, then, yeah.
I figured.
So let's stop talking about him. He don't need our money.
No.
He don't need our views. Because we need his views. So CJI, we have been talking on the side about it. You mentioned Theon Davis, and that's being the person that you want to get your black belt from.
Oh, yeah.
What does it like mean to you to see her move over from ADCC being the current champion and then now coming over to CJI?
I mean, it's been interesting, that's for sure. And you know, I do really like watching Fionn Davis fight. I think she's very talented, I like her style quite a bit. I know that's very vague to say, but man, them moving over from ADCC to CJI really shows that there are probably deep-rooted issues with ADCC to begin with. You know, and with this little beef that's going on there, looks like there have been, you know, the roster for CJI just keeps growing and growing. I think Nikki Rod might be on the roster too. Hold on. I have notes in my
I
have notes in my phone that I can
pretty much to. I'm pretty much anyone could just assume B team's on the CJI roster. Anyone from B team is just saying deuces at this point. But I know Victor Hugo's over there now. What's his name? Adam Bradley. I had a whole list. Josh Saunders, man, that's it. The Tackett brothers, there's a lot of people who have come over now.
We can do this the easy way and just
I wasn't really trying to like go too deep into it, but I will say that it's becoming very much like kind of like a Smash Brothers free for all.
So check this out. Under 80K right now, there's. Damn, I don't even know all the names. It's Averella, J. Noel.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of new people that I don't even
Nikki
know
their names. Nikki Ryan.
Is it Nikki Rod on there, too?
He's definitely on the...
I would say Nikki Rod.
Andy Varela.
Yeah, the Avenger Squad is a B-team is definitely at CJI, that's for sure.
But I do remember Raph saying something about Fionn having issues with pay and like women not getting paid as much at the other thing. And then like from what I've seen with the text message thing that we talked about earlier.
Oh yeah.
And just also like just seeing the lives from the dudes at ADCC, like again, like I like watching ADCC, you know, but it's the athletes that make me like ADCC, not absolutely ADCC's production. Yeah. And they're very like cocky and like we made this. No, they made you, you know.
And first of all, their production, we were just watching their video on one of the matches, and there were a couple times where like the fighters fell off the frame and the camera just sat there, and I realized that, like, you know, with the whole network Flow Grappling, they like to do their things a certain way, but you know, put money, you act like, I mean, they act like they're this big organization, and they are. They're very prestigious. Not going to take that away from them, but like, pay your athletes. Yeah. You're putting all this money into other things, and you know, all these other things are still subpar. You know, Flow Grappling, not a great network. I got conned into paying for a full year of Flow Grappling a couple years ago. Still salty about that.
Yeah, I think everyone's been got once, at least once.
At least once, yeah.
I think I told you, I fuck with Grace Gustafson, mm-hmm, from 10th Planet.
Yeah.
She's fucking, like, she's good. And she had a match, mm-hmm, and I was like, oh, I just want to watch it. Who's number one? And I was under the impression that I was just buying it for like a month or two, and no, it was a year.
Yeah, it was, you see like 100-something pull out of your account. You're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan of, look, I like what Flow Grappling has done as far as,
of course,
broadening the audience for jiu-jitsu and giving us access, because there was a dark age. We're spoiled. I hear about it. So I'm just going to express what the old cats are saying behind closed doors. We spoiled as fuck. And Flow Grappling is a part of that. BJJ Fanatics is a part of that. So I do like that Flow Grappling has done something for it. What I don't like is kind of what it feels like, this monopoly and this kind of like, we know best, when we just watched, a minute and a half, 2 minutes of like nothing. How am I supposed to analyze these fighters or see what they're doing if I can't even watch the match, mm-hmm, you know? Yeah. And then I don't care what he says, that announcer for the last ADCC was ridiculous. Never bring her back. All due respect to your career and what you did in Pride, I don't know who you are, but I hated every last bit of it. That's all I'm saying.
Shots fired. I don't even know who he's talking about.
The ADCC announcer from last year, or 2022?
I don't think I watched it last year, but wait. The last one I watched was the one.
I kind of just want to try impersonation now because it was that bad.
For me, competition's always what's best for the athlete. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, whenever the athlete has choices, that's when the money's coming. And, like, I like calling a spade a spade. Let's keep it real. ADCC's ran by, like, the sheiks and shit. They shovel money. They shovel money at shit.
But not to their athletes, yeah, or at least enough.
I'm pretty sure, and like that side of the world is all about honor too. I'm pretty sure that money isn't just for production, yeah, because like, let's be real, they're not spending that much on production. They're pocketing that shit.
No, yeah.
So I just like to call a spade, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, or right, or what? But that's just what it makes.
I've heard behind closed doors that winners of ADCC get certain sort of treatment, sort of like extra money, certain parties and certain access to stuff. So maybe that's where the money goes. I don't know.
So it's a possibility, but the truth is it's like that in every sport. Like, that's football, true. Football, yeah, has the Tom Brady rule, and Tom Brady retired and was even like, that rule's bullshit. Like,
wait, what's that? Wow, I don't know. I should know.
I know. What rule was it? I want to know.
Basically, whenever they played the Raiders in like 2004 in the playoffs, Tom Brady got hit while he was throwing the ball. And they said because his arm was coming forward, it wasn't a fumble. But, like, you see your guys and say,
who makes up these rules?
Exactly. But the thing is that was the NFL's golden boy. He didn't say nothing wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. Yeah. He was just really good at what he did.
That's like UFC and John Jones right now.
Yeah.
Except Jones is a way shittier person.
Yo, okay. Real quick, while we're talking about honor, can we talk about Connor? Like,
Oh boy.
He's out because of injury, and I'll take no disrespect.
Take no disrespect for that.
No, like, how do you hold up someone else's career for 2 years and just kind of dick around with it?
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's honorable to do something like that.
Like, things went south as soon as he lost to Khabib.
This is a tough podcast for me, because you guys are saying no lies, but I feel how you felt with Drake just getting bodied. That's how I feel with Conor.
You know what? I don't even think we have that on here, because I'm just like, so look, okay, while we're talking, what you gather yourself as Conor, I do have to address this Drake versus Kendrick thing. As the resident Drake fan, I have to say that
he's a bum.
Drake lost.
Let me just say the homeless guys were bumping Kendrick's music for like 2 weeks straight after that in my neighborhood.
I can't blame them. Like, the Not Like Us is an L.A. West Coast bop. There's no other way to put it.
And you being from L.A. and having that kind of music in your soul, I bet you tap your foot when the beat comes on.
Yes.
Give credit where it's due, you know.
Push-ups is still one of my favorite songs off that.
Couldn't name a line, brother.
Insipid-ass beef, but you couldn't name a line. I didn't hear what you said.
I still love the line, I hate the way you talk, I hate the way you do all that. It's become such a like tagline for videos, and I put it in one of my videos where it's just my cat staring at my dog outside. Just yes.
There's a guy at my job, and I just see him, and I'm like...
I hate the way you talk. The way you got that line.
I hate that your mullet smells like cheese. At this point, it goes off on like other shit that I've made up myself. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Not Like Us has been. It's actually been in my head the last couple of days. I've just been sitting here in my head, just bobbing, no reason. Yes. My lady's like, "Yo, what are you doing?" I'm like, "They not like us." She's like, "Okay."
So speaking of beefs, is ADCC Drake or is ADCC Kendrick? Which one's going to have the better show?
Let's see how it plays out, because I want to know if CJI is willing to come through putting their money where their mouth is. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I think it was brought up before. All these competitors leaving for CJI opens up, opportunities for other competitors to, showcase their talent, which, it's good. It's really good. But I think it's too soon to tell what's going to happen.
Okay.
Not only that, we can't take away two things with this whole, like, the people who are leaving, like you said, they're opening up, like, new spots in ADCC. Nothing more dangerous than a hungry animal. Nothing more dangerous. And people are going to come and put on some shows. People are going to come and put on a show.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, ADCC still has the big ticket. They still have Gordon.
They do.
I don't even, like...
They have that prestige, and they're going to.
Yeah.
I have to go back and say something. I'm sorry. Drake's a bitch for deleting his songs off of Instagram. You can't push it out and then lose a rap battle and then like try to hide evidence of it. That's bitch made. There's no honor in that. That's unhonorable.
Well, his videos are somewhere else then.
I didn't have to say that. Sorry.
He a fan.
Okay, going back to that's sorry.
Funny. That's great.
Talking about that. Because it made me think of Gordon Ryan and the post that he's been making, and he's posting all these things with him and Mo and. Just very kind of like, you can tell that they're shooting shots behind the scenes, but it doesn't seem like it's good trolling. It just doesn't seem the greatest.
I'll be real with you. Comedy's never been Gordon Ryan's strong suit. Like, he's a great jiu-jitsu competitor, but he's never made me laugh. Mm-mm. I'd relate his humor to very, like, not funny Office-like. He has the dry humor, but forgot the humor part. It's just funny. It's just out there. Great competitor, right. Though, you know.
Yeah.
But.
So, who do you think, this is my fun question, who do you think is really funding Craig Jones's Invitational?
Who do you think is what?
I'm convinced. I already know who it is. I'm convinced. It hasn't been said, but I know who it is.
Who's funding Craig Jones Invitational? Who's behind it? Who's the secret backer?
I don't know. I went through a whole rabbit hole and still can't figure it out.
Okay.
It's
who do you have?
It's Zuckerberg, bro.
You think it's Zuckerberg?
It's so to me.
Not wrong. Not wrong. Okay.
And he has two avenues that lead, like Craig Jones has two avenues that lead to Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg hangs out with Israel Adesanya and trains with him pretty heavily. And not only that, like, Iru Adesanya does a lot of his groundwork with Craig Jones. Mm. And same thing with Volk. And he even talked about it in he even talked about it in his podcast with Joe Rogan, that he does a lot of training with Volk and Israel Adesanya. And
he did.
Those are two people that Mark Zuckerberg is very, and like he has money to just shovel into side hobbies and shit. He controls all of virtual reality, Loki.
You know, I think that's a pretty interesting theory, and I can see how you'd come with that. By the way, Zuck just got his blue belt. I still think I can take him. That's not the flex I want it to be, but I still think
I'm trying to get one of these CJI invitational, so I'm not going to diss Zuck, but brother.
It's still not the flex I want it to be. Come on. You know, I've been doing it for like almost five years, and now, and you know, I developed my own ego, but you know.
You know what makes me mad? Because I agree with you, but it makes me mad when there's a lot of like celebrities who do jujitsu and they don't post their shit. Like the fact that Ashton Kutcher's a brown belt, but we've never seen any footage of him rolling.
Mario Lopez, but he posts his stuff.
I'll tell you right now, I'll end Mario.
Giselle Bundchen just got her purple belt, and I'm just like, she's been training for like a year. What?
You know how she got her purple belt.
I know.
You know, her throat's a purple belt. Look,
it was all those privates. You know, when you have privates two times a day, three times a day, your jiu-jitsu goes.
Who has the energy?
Look, dude, we've talked about it before. You know how she got her purple belt. And then you know who I do know is a bad dude, and there's no footage of it, but you can like look it up. The dude who plays the Hulk was a very high-level wrestler.
Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Okay, yeah. is a very like decorated like wrestler in college.
Did you see that movie Foxcatcher he was in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, he was in Foxcatcher.
I hate to say this, dude, but I'm not familiar with Mark Ruffalo. I've only really seen him in Now You See Me, mm-hmm. the Magic movie, and then the Hulk. But whenever I seen the Hulk, I was like, "Who the hell is this guy? This isn't the Hulk. This isn't the Hulk I remember." But it was a pleasant surprise.
He was a solid. Go ahead.
Tom Hardy, I know, is really big. Was pretty big.
I respect him.
Anthony Bourdain, RIP. He was a blue belt, and there's a video of him in some tournaments, and he hit a pretty sick half guard sweep.
No, okay. I think we're at that point where we could start like a celebrity jiu-jitsu league. Like, someone needs to start that.
Yes. Yo, you need to pitch that. That's a show.
All right, pitch it to Zuck. We'll see what he says.
Look, if anybody wants to hire a film crew, holla at your boy. I'll come do it.
That would be a good one. Just have like a regular like EBI tournament rules and just have the celebrities go at it.
Because, you know, celebrities have like celebrity basketball leagues. Like
an all-star type thing. Yeah. Sure.
I low-key think we know who'd win, though.
Who?
Out of all the people we named, Hardy's the only
one.
He's the only one that I've seen whole matches, and I'm like, he's a dog.
Hardy's about that life.
I would agree with Tom Hardy. I think if Anthony Bourdain was still alive, he might kind of be on that train too. But for like the 55-plus guys.
You know who's an Elvis-level black belt? Hmm. The dude from Family Matters.
Oh, yeah. Modern Family.
Yeah,
from Modern Family.
Ed O'Neill.
Yep.
It's funny. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm curious to see like if he's really like really good or if he's just kind of like John Travolta.
I heard he trained with the Gracies back in the day, like when they first came over. So he's probably legit.
She said, "No, I didn't see this."
Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, looking it up right now.
Okay. we're at that point where we're going to wrap up anyways. There was something, we were talking about CGI before we got on this tangent here.
Yeah. We were talking about
Gordon and his trolling, being bad.
Yeah, Gordon, he's just cringe, bro. He's like,
Yes, he did train with the Gracies.
Ed O'Neill? I apologize. I wasn't familiar. I know you're a bad dude.
Ron Funches trains at John Jocks. He just got promoted to blue belt. I saw with that recently. Ron Funchy's a comedian.
Jiu-Jitsu's coming up. There's a lot of like people who are doing it. And like all jokes aside to Tom Brady's wife, like that was like one of the like catapults in like the last few years. Because her name's so big, like she's so successful. Like the fact that like, you know, they're like, she cheated on Tom Brady with a jiu-jitsu guy. Ladies are like, what the fuck is jiu-jitsu?
And how do I get started? It came up in his roast, which I thought was hilarious.
That's what I was about to bring up. In the roast, they said, Tom, like, they're like, she always had bruises on her butt. You never went to it together.
I need to watch that roast again. Just, like, have it in the background. It's funny.
There was one girl who just left me speechless for 5 minutes.
Nikki Glaser, she killed it.
Queen.
Anyone who says women aren't funny, eat a bag of dicks. Nikki Glaser is the staple of why women are funny.
What it is I think they promote some not funny women, but I've always found like some women, like the women comedians that Hollywood decides to put over aren't as funny as the ones who are like actually doing stage work.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I've never in my life just been speechless at like how fucking savage someone was until Nikki Glaser.
And it was weird because she was like hitting on him, but also like degrading herself, but also like still taking shots at him as far as like put him. It was like the greatest freaking mirage of everything together.
She's an equal opportunity hater, and we love equal opportunity haters.
Yes.
We love the equal opportunity haters.
Equal opportunity haters. I love it.
A lot of people seems like they're getting into the sport, which is awesome. Yeah. You know, I think for what's her name, Jennifer Lawrence, I think started training a little bit. I might be wrong, but I was like reading something about it. She started training a little bit for like a movie role to get into better shape or something. Demi Lovato was really big. I think she may have just gotten her purple belt in the last couple of years.
She did actually just get her purple belt like last year, but she started when she was dating that jiu-jitsu instructor and respect because she never left. Never left. Another one, I don't know if you guys watch football. I know you do. Tua Tagovailoa. He started doing jiu-jitsu.
Good for him.
There's a quarterback. He has terrible injury history, but the thing is, he didn't know how to fall. Like, he always fell fucked up. And he...
Miami Dolphins quarterback?
Yeah, he played his first full season last year since, like, early college no injuries. And he said it's because he got into jiu-jitsu. And they taught him how to fall.
You know, that's one of the biggest benefits that I always tell people is, like, for me, just learning my body mechanics and knowing how to properly lower myself from standing to sitting. It sounds so simple, but when jiu-jitsu just highlights on it, it forces you to be good at jiu-jitsu. It forces you to learn how to use your body in that way.
Right. Like learn to break fall. Learning to break fall is super important. I find myself doing that on my bed for some reason. Just those mechanics. Learning how to roll forward. Learning how to roll backwards. You never know when those skills are needed, like in your life.
So this is funny. So you roll in bed at night. You flip over, right? Yeah. I swear I always post on one knee and flip my hips to go the other way.
Actually, me too.
I'll hook the cover of my foot and like throw it back over.
Now that I think about it, I think I do that too. It's like a whole like flip from one hip to the other.
I use jiu-jitsu on my dog. You've seen I have a big ass Rottweiler. She's fine. But I'll like invert on her and like pick her up with my legs. And she's always like the sorcery this dude brings home. But we have a good time. She likes it.
Don't be mad at me if I film a bunch of dog videos with her while you're gone.
That's funny.
We
love pups.
We're gonna start an Instagram channel. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh no! Every time I need to like trim my dog's nails, I got a body locker. I'm like, you can't move. Even if she's like 40 pounds.
What kind of? I know. Like she's a mix, right?
Yeah, she's a little mix.
Do you know what she's mixed with?
Like cattle dog and German Shepherd or Australian Shepherd.
There's a reason that the term is he got that dog in him or she got that dog in her is because it doesn't matter the size. When dogs are not like when dogs want to fight, they're not. They're gonna get away.
No.
Like she said, she had to body lock a 40-pound dog, and they'll throw everything into
it. No, she's strong. Like, when I got her, you know, she's a Colorado dog. We start out hiking. She will pull me up the mountain with her.
Okay.
Yeah, and she'll do that here. We'll go for, like, Runyon Canyon hikes or something, and Yeah, she's really good at that, but that's funny.
Colorado dogs really are fucking different, bro. And so shout out to my boy Casey. He went to college in Colorado. He used to hike everywhere and do yoga on the tops of mountains and take pictures. That's what he did.
Dedication.
It was cool. He has this German Shepherd, bro, that he used to take hiking with him from like a puppy. Mm-hmm. And now he lives back in New Mexico, and his dog is a fucking killer, bro. It's a killer. Like, there's, and she's just out of boredom, and she's like not doing anything wrong. She's just killing the rodents that come into the house.
That's funny.
But last time I went home, I've never seen a more diesel German Shepherd in my life. Just see. Like the rock of German Shepherds. It was disgusting.
See, my girl just turned into a chismosa. Like, if she hears yelling or if, like, dogs barking outside, she'll like peer up. What's going on? That's her. She's an LA dog now. She's
my dog hates everyone. So,
but yeah, it's a good time.
On that note, we do need to wrap up.
Hold on, before you sit back, look at this shit, dude. You pissed me off, brother. You have all the cool talents,
man. I'm telling you,
I just jump high and shit.
You can do it too. Look, author of The Five Rings, he says, when you know the way broadly, you know the way in all things. This is just pattern recognition, just like jujitsu. You can do it. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. It's keeping lines straight, man. Like, I've tried to draw.
Remember the first time you tried to do an armbar? Could you do it?
Or hit the barambolo?
How many times did it take you to do?
Took years.
Exactly.
I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm 2 years in my blue belt career, and I'm like, I'm still trying to do this.
Barambolo.
Barambolo? Like, properly. Oh. I can do it sloppy.
Those drills that everyone tells you to do where you, like, go, like, you lean to one side, and then you start inverting against the wall. I did those religiously for, like, 2 or 3 years, and it didn't click until it clicked. And so, that's
if I think too hard about doing an inversion, I for the life of me wouldn't be able to, but in live roles I can do it. I'm like, I'm not thinking about it. So I think just removing the mental aspect from it, it might help.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna take what you said too and actually use the wall.
Yeah, and that's another thing about it in jiu-jitsu, for real. Like you said, like, if I start thinking about my next move, it's not happening.
You know, you're in a really good spot if you really want to. Because Albert really, like, helped me with the inversion game. He's always flowing and stuff, like, freaking beautiful.
Gustavo too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I
forgot about Gustavo.
I know. I need to train with them more. I don't do enough. Yeah.
Yeah, you should link with them for your inversion game.
Gustavo's get you. A dog.
Yeah. What was I going to say after that? You were saying Albert.
I think he's on a bit of a hiatus right now. He works for NBC and doing something with the Olympics. So.
Oh, dope. Shout out Albert. Yeah. Hey, you know, I do want to have him back on the show. I got to hit him up. I miss Albert for sure.
That's one guy.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, with that note, we are going to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. That is our show today. Anything anyone want to shout out, do before we get up out of here?
Instagram. No, I don't have anything.
Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram. Maybe_Lizzie is my handle.
I'll put it up there. Okay. Just so everyone knows, like, some people don't want to be on social media. They don't want their stuff out there. So if y'all look in for this, just know if it's a secret, it's a secret. If you know, you know.
That's true.
Losers. No, I do want to thank you for coming back, Lizzie. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me back, guys. Awesome.
You know, and then as always, like, comment, subscribe, and if you want to smoke, I'm still hurt. Hit up Jay.
Hey, I know where I stand on that.
I got you.
Or Lizzie. Yeah. Don't pop zits on her.
No, please, for the love of God. Yeah. Also, clip your toenails.